Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-3201-0051-1416.
1416. Okay, let's see what we got here. That's going to work. Let me try again. You said 2411-3201. Can you read me the rest again?
0050-1416.
1416? Okay. Sorry, give it one sec. Okay, is this Garden Outlet Inc.? Okay, cool. Let's see. To whom am I speaking? Is this Glenn Clay's?
Donna Clay's.
Donna Clay's, okay. Donna. And are you one of the owners, or what's your title there?
Yes.
Cool. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
336-643-0898.
You said 336-643-0898? Okay, cool. All right. And are you mentioned you're one of the owners there. Are you like 50-50 owner or?
51% owner.
51% owner, okay, cool. Let me just confirm some other information here real quick, and I'll be happy to answer any questions we have. See, the address I got, P.O. Box 1105, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Is that all up to date?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, do you guys have a website?
Yeah. What's a GardenOutletNC.com.
GardenOutletNC.com. Okay, what about an email address for you?
Well, I have two, Donna@GardenOutletNC.com.
Okay, is that the one you prefer?
Or I have Gmail 799. I mean, okay. GardenOutlet799@gmail.com.
GardenOutlet799@gmail. Okay. 799. Is there one that you prefer over the other, or it doesn't matter?
Well, the Garden Outlet NC goes through another thing, so if you're doing something, the other one goes faster.
Okay, cool. I'll note that. GardenOutlet789@gmail. That one's faster. Okay. And then what's the structure of the business there? Is it a partnership, or are you guys, like, incorporated, or?
S-Corp.
S-Corp. Awesome. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
17 years.
17 years. That's awesome. Did you guys found the business together?
Sort of. We had a partner at one time, and we were strictly landscape, and then we did a garden center, and then we kind of bought him out.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And that's why now we're feeling some really bad growing pains. We need some cash flow.
I see.
Hold 1 second.
Not a problem at all.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Okay, so we've got some... of course, now...
No worries, go ahead.
Wrong.
It's okay. No worries.
Sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
I just need to pay off some debt, and then we need equipment, and we need to add, we need another crew, and we're just in a, I mean, we're stuck right now.
Okay, you need more employees. How many people are you looking to hire?
We're looking to hire at least 2 full-time, possibly 3. I don't know. We've been in business long, and we've kind of grown to a point where we're stagnated. I've got some old debt that I need to get rid of, some taxes, some credit cards. I mean, it's just I can't get any cash built up because I'm paying bills that I don't need to be paying.
Gotcha.
5 years ago, the state made us move from our one location to the other, and they gave us 90 days for a highway expansion.
Uh-huh.
So we made some pretty major mistakes because we didn't have time to think things through. You know what I mean? Like we had, and so we maxed out a bunch of credit cards and just did some things that we just never had the right working capital. So we spent way too much to relocate, and we're still paying them.
Okay.
On stupid credit cards.
Sounds like you got a good business going. It's just the cash flow.
Sales tax issues. What?
Oh no! Go ahead.
So in the interim, we received some sales tax issues that we've been trying to resolve. Mm-hmm. We made some mistakes there, so we want to get that slate wiped clean, and then get some equipment and, you know, just move ahead.
Okay. So you guys have healthy demand. It seems like you guys have plenty of customers and you guys have demand for your services. You just have cash flow problems, right? Like, I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, you've been around for 17 years. I'm sure you have a lot of, like, brand recognition. You get a lot of referrals and things like that, right?
Yeah, and you get kind of going and going and going, and you start and you don't look at things. So over the weekend, I spent a lot of time looking at our growth.
Mm-hmm.
So we in 2010 we did about 360,000, and 2015 we did 511,000.
Wow!
So we've been steadily making growth.
Yeah.
But we're a seasonal business, and we do have some months that are up and down, you know.
Right.
So, and I guess our brand is good, and our product is good, and our reputation is good. We're just lacking in a few, bookkeeping issues and things like that. We're just trying to revamp and be a little bit more efficient and get the right people. So I can't do everything. You know, you used to be able to do more. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, not do more, but I can't do more because I'm overwhelmed. So that's where I need some help.
I get what you're saying. You focus more on the business side. You're trying to market your product and maintain your customer relationships and everything. And the finance side kind of went on the back burner. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. No problem.
And then every year in December, we usually do a big promotion where we bring in 2,500 Christmas trees.
Wow.
And we sell them at a fixed rate. We buy a whole field.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people use radio or TV or whatever. We use our website, and then we use this kind of as a promotion to sell ourselves, and then we actually, we don't make a lot of money off of it, but we basically break even and pay our bills.
And it builds your brand, so, more awareness, right?
So in other words, for us, it's if I spent, let's say, $30,000,
mm-hmm.
I don't even know what it cost me in the end, $30,000 for advertising on TV, there's no guarantee that I'm going to get that back. You know what I mean? This, I actually get it back, and I'm getting the same advertising.
Okay, that's awesome.
So
you found something that works. You found something that works. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a big thing. But right now, I need equipment. Our equipment's, maintenance-wise, is grown so much that we have a bunch of crap. And I want a separate crew to do that, and then we do give you a little bit more of an intake on our business. We have mm-hmm. a full-service florist end. We do complete landscaping, maintenance, and then we have a garden center with four people.
Okay, so landscaping, maintenance, and then a garden center where you guys sell plants, basically, or do you do, like, garden maintenance?
Sell plants and bulk materials and stuff like that.
Okay, gotcha. So you do the Christmas tree thing every year, right?
Yeah. And we're here year-round, but we're still kind of a, seasonal at times. Like, January and August are usually our worst months.
Okay. Okay, so you got a couple things going on. So you got some debt you want to take care of, some taxes, credit card debt, looking at some equipment. You're going to need a couple new employees, two full-timers, possibly three. And then you have your Christmas tree project that you do every year, right? That's something that you're looking to do this year as well. How much does that project cost you? Normally.
I can tell you. Let's see. About $33,000.
About $33K. And on that,
I usually only borrow like $12,000 to get me started.
Okay.
And then I pay the rest with what we bring in.
Your internal cash flow, basically.
And what I've done in the past with that is just done like one of those quickie things that you pay.
Yeah, like the short term.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I always pay that back in like 7-8 months.
Okay,
this
cool.
Is something a little bit bigger, so I don't know. I mean, I may not be calling the right place. I don't know how you operate. I've had this thing, I've been holding it, so I don't know.
Yeah, just give you a quick background. We've been doing this for 14 years. We're one of the first companies to actually do working capital financing. So we have access to a lot of resources. Sounds like you've worked with some other lenders in the past. I'm not sure who they are, but average one has been around for...
Forward Line we've used like 5 times. Forward Line.
Forward Line, okay. Gotcha.
That was just, the most we've borrowed from them was like $13,000.
Okay. Do you have a balance right now with any for any working
no.
capital? No, okay. Okay. So how much do you owe roughly? I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have a couple of truck payments, that's it.
Okay. Okay, no problem.
I want to get rid of as far as debt is probably like $60,000.
Around $60K, and is that taxes and credit card debt included?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then how much in equipment are you guys looking at? Do you have a rough idea?
Probably I need a new mower and a trailer for sure.
Mower and a trailer.
So we need a commercial zero turn mower.
Okay.
So probably 10.
Is that for the mower and the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a vendor that you maybe a little less? Okay. Do you have a vendor that you normally work with for your equipment?
No.
No.
I mean, you mean when we borrow money for equipment?
No, a vendor. Yeah, like when you actually purchase the equipment, do you have a equipment dealer that you normally go to, or do you, how do you do?
That's the thing. We never really, we've just bought stuff.
Where do you usually buy it?
Big Apple Supply in Reedsville, or we've gotten stuff from, some of the local suppliers.
Okay, cool. Have you already picked out the equipment with these suppliers?
No.
Okay. Do you usually get them new or used, the equipment?
Well, we had one mower that we bought new, and then we got, like, a Tractor Supply, and then we bought some used stuff, John Deere and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Do you normally apply for the financing that they offer you when you get the equipment, or do you just go through your bank for your equipment financing, or how do you normally do that?
Well, we've just paid for it.
I gotcha. I thought you mentioned you have a couple equipment loans out right now.
Yeah, and then we've borrowed money from Direct Capital when we bought our Bobcat, and we paid that off. And
gotcha.
Then Direct Capital lent us money for the last dump truck that we bought. And we
gotcha.
Still owe like 10 on that.
Around 10K for a dump truck. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what your term was on that? Was it like a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 5 year, or something like that?
Yeah, it's a, I think a 60-month kind of
60-month. Okay, cool. So it's a regular old equipment financing,
yeah.
5 year sort of deal. Okay, cool. Okay.
We have a car that we use for estimates and all that. We bought last December from GM financing.
Okay, great. Very good. Let me see here. How much do you think you're going to need for the employees to kind of get started?
I don't know. I've never done this before.
No problem.
So, I mean, I don't know. And that's probably part of our problem. We've never been capitalized.
Okay.
Not, we've just been working. And, you know, that's where we get into these crunches where we've never been properly, you know, capitalized. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You tell me how much, you know, how much do you lend companies like us? $100,000?
Yeah, I can kind of go over give you some preliminary feedback, kind of give you an idea. Let me see. Yeah, go ahead.
How do you do payments? Like, is it a regular monthly payment? Can you do weekly?
Yeah, we typically set them up on daily, weekly, or monthly, kind of depending on what you qualify for. Typically, what I'll do, my goal will be to get you the largest approval available for you with the longest term, and then we can kind of work backwards from there if you're more comfortable with like a shorter payback, you save more on interest and all that stuff. So let me see. So you guys did $511K last year in gross revenue, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
I would estimate that we'd be able to get you anywhere from $50 to $75K. To get started, and then these programs are renewable. So say we get you on a 1 year payback, typically 6 months in, we can renew it and get you more cash with a longer term, cheaper rate. I don't know what you're going to qualify for right now. Typically we'll run the file through the underwriting department and then present an approval and offer for you within 24 hours. These are all flexible though, keep in mind. So like some people take 6 months because they have a project that aligns with 6 months. Some people take 18 months because they want a little bit longer, and some people do even longer than that. It really just kind of depends on what your specific needs are. Like I said, my goal will be to get you the largest approval with the longest term available, and then if we got to move backwards from there, get you something shorter, we can do that.
What is normally the longest you can go?
For working capital, the longest I've seen is 36 months. But the 36 months is a little bit harder to get approved for, but it's definitely possible. I would say our average customer takes anywhere from 9 months to like 15 months. But like I said, depends on your specific need.
$75,000 back in 6 months. How do you do that?
Well, we would set you on a payment. We would put you up on a payment plan. Whether it's daily, weekly, or monthly, we won't put you on something that doesn't make sense for your business. We want to make sure that this is going to help your business. We don't want to like give you something that's just going to be detrimental to the health of your business. We want to be there for the life of your business because we don't make a lot of money on one loan. We want to be there for you, you know, when you need another loan a year from now and then 2 years from now. And then when you're growing and sooner or later you're going to need a whole lot more equipment, we want to help you with all that stuff. So the reason we've been around for so long is because we've been successful with helping businesses just like yours get out of these situations and grow. So that's kind of our like mantra.
Can you hold 1 second?
Absolutely.
Now, do you have 6 months of cash flow? Okay, perfect. We can work with that. Okay. Now, how about what is your personal credit rating? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it middle? What are we working with?
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Donna. I was just checking out your website. It's really nice.
Thanks.
Yeah. You must have a good web development company that you guys use. That's cool. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't know if, I don't know.
You mentioned some concern with costs. Keep in mind, for one, I'm going to get you the long-term available. Two, we're going to get you this loan, and it's going to wipe out your other debt that you have. So you're not going to have that other stuff looming over your shoulders. Your taxes, you probably have tax payments you have to make every month, your credit card debt, sucking up all your cash flow. That's all going to be wiped out. So it's not like you're going to have to worry about that on top of this loan. You know what I mean? Like we're going to get you something that's going to help your business, not put you in a worse situation. That's the last thing I'd want to do. I won't even present you with an option if it's just going to hurt your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do a year. I mean, I don't know. If you have to do 2 or 3 years and that's almost impossible to get unless you've got like A1 credit rating, then mm-hmm. I guess I have to start looking somewhere else.
No, yeah, not at all. What I kind of want to do is see if we can get split this up between working capital and equipment financing. What's your credit like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Your personal credit, okay. Because if you qualify for equipment financing, that's going to help out a lot. The equipment financing will be longer term, like 5 years, for example. So if, say, you need 100K total, we might be able to split this up, 50K equipment.
What if I got like a debt relief one and got that out of the way, and we did that for like so long, and then we looked at the equipment later?
Yeah, that's an option too. Like I said, these programs are flexible. So, like, say for example, we get you on a 12-month program, and then 6 months down the line, you're like, okay, cool, I'm ready to take on more capital for these other projects or whatever you have going on. We'll renew your loan, get you a higher amount with a longer term, with a lower rate. Once we kind of start build a relationship with you, it becomes a lot easier to get you longer term. So for example, say the first one's like, okay, you only qualify for 18 months, for example. But, like I said, halfway through the term, we can reevaluate, renew your loan, get you on a longer term. So you're not actually paying it all back within 18 months. It starts at 18 months.
Can you give me an idea of what that would be? Like, if you, just before I waste anybody's time, so if you're looking at, say $60,000 for 24 months, what kind of payment would I look at?
Let me run some numbers really quick, and I'll let you know.
$3,000?
That's crazy.
I don't know if I can do
that.
Let's
see.
I could do some of that.
24 months. I would say anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 a month, just kind of depending. But what we can do though is split it up into micro payments, so you're not making one giant payment every month. We can split it up to like weekly or daily to make it easier for you. A lot of our customers prefer the micro payment where, instead of one giant payment every month, it's split up. Like I said, between like daily or daily or weekly.
So, a week.
Something like that, yeah. It makes it easier to manage. I don't like quoting like numbers though offhand, just because I'm not always right. You know what I mean? And I don't want to set this up, but like, oh, we said 2,000. You know what I mean? But that's kind of like an idea, kind of like a ballpark estimate, I would say.
All right. So let me get do you have a direct number that I could call you back on?
Yeah. It's, you ready?
Uh-huh.
It's 858-779-0931.
Okay.
And it's Julian, Julian. I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Let me just make sure I covered everything before I do that. Do you guys, let's see, do you have a profit margin that you guys typically will like quantify with your projects, or do you have an idea on like what kind of return on investment you get on any of these projects?
I'm sorry, you mean, I don't know what that means.
No problem, like a profit margin. So at the end of the year, say you're like, okay, we did 500 grand in revenue and we net 200K. So you could say that, you know, out of your 500K revenue, your margin was 200K. That would be like a 40% profit margin. It's okay if you're not sure. We're going to look.
I don't know for that high.
Yeah, no, just an example. Yeah, 40% is really high. Typically, it's closer to like 10%. It's just a random number. Typically, it's closer to like 10%. What companies like in your similar industry will do, like 10 to 20% profit margin. It's okay if you don't have that quantified. Not everybody does. Typically, we'll take a look at your financials and then kind of, like I said, put everything together, give you an idea of what we can
do.
What
do you normally need?
Okay, so yeah, it's a one-page credit application that I'm going to email you. We make it very easy. I don't know if you've been through financing with your local banker. I know it kind of takes a long time.
No, they don't like to talk to us, you know?
I know,
collateral. I mean, like, it doesn't make any sense.
I know. They don't really mess around too much with small.
Yeah,
don't worry. It's not you. It's the financial industry, the financial sector sort of thing right now. Since the market crash in the 2008, 2009, they don't really lend to small and medium-sized businesses anymore. And that's kind of what our mantra was like built on. Anyway, it's one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements and then your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that sound like stuff that you have like pretty readily available? Could you get it back to me today? Because like I said, typically I can answer for you within 24 hours.
Okay. All right. Let me see what I can do and then just email that over.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to email that to you right now. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions in the meantime, and I'll probably give you a follow-up call like tomorrow. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, Donna, and what was your business partner's name again? The other one?
Well, that's my husband.
Oh, husband. Okay, what's his name?
Glenn,
okay, that's right. Okay, cool. There's a part on the application where you'll put his information since you guys are co-owners.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Any other questions or anything, Donna, before we get off the phone?
No.
Okay. Well, it was my pleasure. Pleasure chatting with you. Looking forward to helping you out.
Hey.
All right.
Yeah, the two power guys are on their way. No, they didn't do it. That's what I've been trying to call and tell you about. Then they sent the guy over there to turn it off, and they didn't do it again? Well, what did... I mean, this is two work orders. The first work, they showed up on Friday to cut it off when Lauren was there. And hang on one second.